I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we're gamers who parent and parents who game. And this is where we talk about everything in our life of parenting as well as in gaming. This is episode 105, 105.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, according to Google Translate. And I just want to start with a quick question, Kevin. As you know, we've already done this for 105 episodes. And do you realize or notice any changes since our first episode till right now, apart from the intro change or the name change?
I know at least one thing changes with every single episode I've noticed.
The updates?
I was going to say the title of the episodes and the episode number. But no, that's a stupid answer.
I mean about like the experience in podcasting. Like, what are your thoughts since 105 episodes ago?
Yeah, definitely that things are easier in the recording process. Like, I'm more comfortable with things. I remember like at the beginning, it would take way longer for us to start because we would like need to like plan everything out more or need to know exactly what we were going to say. And now it's just like, let's just hit the button and start talking.
True.
You know, mm-hmm. It's like less stressful, I think, than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I guess when they say, you know, be comfortable in your own skin, but for like podcasters like us, it's be comfortable in your own voice.
Yes.
So for me, I think, like what you said, I agree, like being more comfortable in our own voice, as well as I think there's also like that accent or pronunciation for me, you know, like since when I first started, I stammered a lot. And I mean, I still struggle sometimes with some words.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Whose mouth? My mouth? Your mouth? Our mouths.
No, it just reminds me of Rush Hour.
Oh, I don't know that reference. Sorry.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen that movie. I just don't remember references like that. Anyways, yeah, I just thought it's just nice to share, like, you know, walking down memory lane a bit. But yeah, as usual, before we jump into all the gaming stuff, let's share what has been happening in our life for these 2 weeks, because we missed last week, didn't we?
We did, yes. We have 2 weeks to catch up on because we missed last week.
And the reason why we missed last week, guys, is because we were sick. I lost my voice.
Yeah, you didn't really have a voice last week, and I was coughing some enough to the point where it would have been really difficult to put together an episode. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
One extra week for y'all to wait, so sorry about that. But we can go ahead and get into what we have been doing the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I thought it was ridiculous because I know the kids just started school a month ago. And when all four of us take turns getting sick, it's just crazy. I just want to catch a break, you know?
Yeah, so here we are early September. And I know in August, I mean, now we're all better now. And we were sick for most of August. Like, at least someone was sick.
Someone was.
In our household for August.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much the entire time.
Uh-huh.
And I think we all, four of us, got sick two separate times in August.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I feel like when I get sick, it's at least a few months apart from, like, the next time I get sick. And, like, that's okay. Like, getting sick kind of sucks. But at least it's not all the time. unless you're us this last month.
Yeah.
It was literally like all the time.
We got hit twice, that's for sure. And the one thing about having a cold or anything with your upper respiratory system, right? If you get hit with being sick the first time and then when you recover, like let's say a week, and then you get hit again, the recovery takes way longer. It's harder.
Yeah.
I mean, the doctor said that. And I felt that was the case for us. And last week, when we skipped a week of recording, that was when all four of us were sick. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So, I feel for all the parents out there whose kids just started school as well. This is a fun season to be in. When I say fun, with, you know, closed caption. Is it closed caption? No, not closed caption.
Quotations,
yes. Still there, 104 episodes later. But yeah, I really like the pharmacy, the drive-thru.
Right, because we went to the pharmacy like 5 times in the last month.
Yes, but I'm used to the regular pharmacy drive-thru where there's this little window and you do everything through that drive-thru. But I've never seen this particular pharmacy near us. I drove up and there was no window. There was just like this gutter looking pipe thing coming down. Mm-hmm. And there's a mic and a screen. So I'm like, okay, what's this? And of course the screen, like the pharmacies came up on the screen and, you know, started talking to me, asking for all the details. And then suddenly I heard this whoosh. And then this, I don't know, what do you call that? Like a capsule. Yeah, a capsule, a giant capsule. Just like came out of the gutter, landed there, and I was like, whoa, what is this? And Dylan was with me, and he obviously has been there with you before.
Yeah, because I've taken him there before. I think it's usually me that runs and picks up the stuff from the pharmacy. And last time, he went with me, and he thought that was the coolest thing ever.
It is. I was like, oh my gosh, low-key, like so excited. This reminds me of something that we see in Gringotts or something. I forgot, Gringotts is in Harry Potter. If you don't know that, it's like what they send the scrolls through, you know?
Yeah, it kind of seems something like that. Yeah. It's pretty cool. You see stuff like that in movies and cartoons and stuff.
Oh, even in Elementals, too. There was a sending the...
I feel like there was something in the Jetsons like that, too.
Oh,
like
maybe,
intro or something. Maybe I'm imagining that. But
or like Inside Out, when they send the like
the orb things, the orbs, so the memories.
Yeah, the memories out that caps like
just gets sucked up and like it goes off somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the pharmacy will like send you the medicine.
Yeah.
And it's how you like they'll send you like the receipt to like sign and you send them like your credit card.
I know.
And stuff.
So yeah. Dylan was telling me like grab that thing, mommy, and I'm like, really? And I opened that capsule and I thought it was so cool. And I sent it back to them, and then they send back the medication in it. So, yeah, but it was my first time. I was, like, just squealing throughout the time. Every time it goes up and comes back down, I was like, woo!
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, yeah.
I need to figure out what that thing is called, though. Pharmacy tube?
I don't know. It's a good question. You should ask them. I'm sure they have a name for it.
Yeah.
So, well, 2 weeks ago, we talked about how you were joining the PTA, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The library chair that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, how has that been going? Update us on what's going on in the life of a PTA member.
Okay, so I'm getting excited again because libraries and me were like a pair, like wine and cheese. Anyways, the PTA is going fun. I was just excited to see other moms there, other parents working to help the school and make it a wonderful experience for the kids. But it was so funny because like I was there for a meeting and we were listening to other parents, other chairs asking volunteers to sign up, right? And they would look at my name and one of them from, let's say, the workroom said, hey, didn't you sign up for workroom? And I said, yes, I did. But I'm also a library chair. So whenever I'm not in a library, I'll be there to help when you need me. And then another chair was like for a mother and son event person, you know, she said the same thing, like, didn't you sign up for the mother son event? And then another person who is in charge of the science lab, she also asked me, like, oh, I saw your name sign up for helping in the science lab too. And finally, like, one mom who was also involved in the PTA, she looked at me and she was like, your name is everywhere. Is this your first year here? And I thought that was funny because, like, guilty as charged. It is my first year, yes. I signed up for the yearbook too. I signed up to help for this and that. And they thought it was funny. And they love it, though. They said, like, yeah, we could tell, like, you know, with the enthusiasm and just wanting to be close to your kindergartner. Of course, you would sign up for everything. Like, most of them, they're already, like, there for 4 or 5 years. So yeah, they're kind of, like, you know, slowing down and they're just excited to see new faces, getting so eager to be involved. But we'll see. We'll give it a year. Maybe it's just my first year kind of thing and that I'm, like, all pumped up. And let's see how it goes. I mean, I don't think you need to be there for, like, everything, but it's just as and when, you know, as long as, like, Faith is at school and Dylan's at school, so my mornings are kind of, like, available if I'm not running errands or stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, it's just, like, a sense of security, just being close to both kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so signing up to be more and more involved.
Yes.
With school activities.
Definitely. And next week, there's going to be a book fair. So I've been, like, I think I signed up for, like, 10 hours of volunteering.
At the book fair?
At the book fair. Yeah, it's just 1 week. So I just had to add more hours to that and continue, like, encouraging others, because I think I have, like, let's say 60 slots off. So I need 60 volunteers if possible or more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm, like, just getting out there. And sometimes I question if I'm an introvert or an extrovert when I'm doing this, because I get so hyped doing it. But at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, so much socializing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about you. Sometimes I think one way and the other time I think the other.
Yeah.
It just depends, I guess.
Maybe. True. Depends on how the kids are. But yeah, that is it about my life in the PTA as a chair. A library chair. What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, so wasn't this last week, but the week before, I was working on another submission to PSA.
Oh, yes.
Which is the card grading company that I have done a couple submissions to in the past.
And you even streamed their ratings, right?
On I your did. Cards. Yeah, the last two. So mm-hmm. I'll probably do the same thing for this third one. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that the last two submissions that I did were Pokemon cards.
Yes.
And this one is actually Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Instead, which came later on in my card collecting journey. Mm-hmm. A few years after, but still, like, early 2000s, basically. So just a few years after, you know, I started collecting Pokemon cards. And this is a much smaller submission because I don't have nearly as many Yu-Gi-Oh cards as Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
And I did so at this time because I have, like, a PSA subscription, basically, that lasts, like, a year, and it gets you, like, a discount on grading services,
mm-hmm.
which is expiring, like, any day now, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's almost...
Yeah, I had to get that done and sent in so that I would get the same price. Otherwise, it would be a lot more expensive, or I'd have to renew my subscription for another year, because you can't do, like, month by month.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like now or never. So I did. I sent in the cards that I wanted after doing some research and stuff. But it was also fun just, like, digging back through my old Yu-Gi-Oh cards. That, like, I've been spending so much attention on my Pokemon cards. It's been a while since I looked through
now
the Yu-Gi-Oh ones.
Are Yu-Gi-Oh cards more valuable than Pokemon, or
like, on average, no?
Okay.
Some of them are. But, like, you would take, like, the most expensive Pokemon card against, like, the most expensive Yu-Gi-Oh card, I think it would be Pokemon.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
for sure. Just because they started earlier, and there was, like, more hype around them compared to Yu-Gi-Oh. So I think that's partly why. But yeah, but still, I have some that, you know, I have more sentimental value of wanting to, like, you know, have them in the grading case and everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Unless you're not going to sell them anyways.
Well, I mean, I can, but at least this way it just keeps them nice until then.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I've been working on the last couple of weeks. And another thing we did, which was fun, I remember you had left the house for a bit to do something.
To run an errand.
And yeah, and I just, whatever reason, I had the idea of, like, getting out my old guitar. It was an electric guitar.
Yeah.
And plugging it into our amp and having Dylan get on the piano while I was just messing around on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan was playing piano and Faith was just, like, singing and dancing.
With maracas.
Yeah, with maracas. And it was fun. It didn't last very long because I think everybody got tired.
But you guys were loud. I remember pulling into the garage and I could hear.
Yeah, that was when, like, I was more sick, I think. And, like, we were just, like, staying home trying to, like,
be good.
Find something to do.
Uh-huh.
And so that was it. We made, like, a little band between us, you know, just to pass the time.
Yeah. I came back and I was like, are you guys sick? Oh. Or did you guys miraculously got better?
Yeah. No, we were still very much sick. But, you know, we sounded horrible, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Because I can't really play the guitar, but, you know, I can make noise with it. So that's what we did. And Dylan was, like, trying to play the piano to what I was playing. And, yeah, you know, obviously neither of us know that much about what we're doing.
It's okay. The main thing is having fun.
It was fun, though.
Like, speaking of fun and music, you guys are like the trolls, which we just watched a movie.
Yes, we did. We watched that tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think it was the first Trolls movie.
Yes, it's the one that came out in 2016.
Yeah, and it's weird because all this time I've known, like, there are Trolls movies, and I know, like, what they look like and everything, but I didn't know anything about the plot of, like, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, literally, I knew nothing going into it, and it was better than what I thought.
Yeah, it was a very feel-good movie, right?
It was good. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I like it because of all the songs in it.
Yeah, but I feel like there was a lot of songs and music in it, but it didn't feel like a musical.
It didn't feel like Sing?
No, yeah, definitely not. I mean, Sing I still liked, but in general, I don't really like the musical setup of movies. But this one had a lot of music in it, but it was, like, very short. It wasn't, like, entire songs, I feel like.
Okay.
And it felt more like, oh, that's just their character.
Yeah.
They're not, like, breaking out into songs. They just love to celebrate, you know, and party.
They like to sing and dance and hug.
Yeah.
Which you guys were doing while you were coughing.
Yeah.
That's why I say you guys are like trolls.
Yeah.
I'm a Bergen. I'm kidding. Yeah. Kidding. So did Dylan or Faith say anything funny this week?
Yes. So we like to share the things that our kids say and do that we find funny or interesting.
Uh-huh.
And we were having a conversation one night with Dylan about where certain food comes from, right?
Yeah.
So we were telling Dylan how, like, pasta comes from Italy and pizza comes from Italy. And I forget what else, but basically, like, where certain foods come from as far as the countries that they originated from.
Okay. Right?
And we didn't talk too much about it, but just that a little bit. And then I think it was, like, the next day or two later that Dylan, out of the blue, asked me what I know about pizza planes.
Pizza planes.
Pizza planes. Yeah. And I remember I was like, pizza planes? Like, because I think it was right after I picked him up from school. So I was like, did he learn something in school? And now he's talking about pizza planes. Like, that was my first thought. So I was like, what do you mean? What pizza planes? And he says, well, if pizza comes from Italy, it would have to get here on a plane. So what do you know about the pizza planes?
That's funny.
And then I immediately remembered our conversation from, like, a couple nights ago.
Oh.
About saying that pizza comes from Italy. So then I realized like, because we say pizza comes from Italy, he thinks that every time he eats pizza, that came from Italy.
Yeah.
Not a plane that, delivered. Like, the idea of pizza
originated
in Italy, or like the first pizza was made in Italy, right? Which is, that's more correct, more true statement. But so I had to like clear that up with him.
Oh, you clarified? Aw. I would have more fun with him.
Yeah.
I would have asked him, where do you think French fries come from?
Yeah. So I thought that was funny that something so simple can be a misunderstanding. And it's not because he's not understanding something.
Yeah.
It's just that things that we say and we take for granted as being mm-hmm. clear
mm-hmm.
don't actually mean what we say them to mean.
Yeah.
Because really, if you say pizza comes from Italy, then the pizza went from Italy to here, right?
It's nice seeing it from a kid's perspective because, you know, they haven't learned and understand all that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, so it was...
That's refreshing.
It was a fun interaction with him. And it literally, like, I just was imagining, like, a plane made out of pizza that he was thinking of or something. When he said pizza plane, I was like, what? What's a pizza plane?
That's cool. I wonder what AI would do.
Another conversation that I had with Dylan, which was less funny but more interesting and wholesome, I think, was we were putting him to bed, and he said that he didn't want to go to sleep because he was afraid, which is so he says that every once in a while, and so I'm assuming it's usually because of the dark. But I asked him, you know, what are you afraid of? Is it the dark? And he said, no, he's afraid of having bad dreams. And so I was talking to him about that, and he said that he wished he could have good dreams.
Same, kid. I feel you. Same.
Yeah. And as someone who never really has dreams, I can't really relate. But, and I don't know, you know, how to help him with that necessarily. But I did tell him that maybe if we think about good things during the day, then we'll have good dreams. And if we think about bad things during the day, then that's when we might have bad dreams. So he was thinking about that a lot and was sharing how he has a hard time thinking about good things.
Mm.
And so I challenged him to try to think about good things more, right? So we talked about, like, if brushing his teeth is a good thing or a bad thing, right? And he was hesitant, like, how to answer that at first. But since I know he doesn't like to brush his teeth, he thinks of that as a bad thing. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's try to think about it as a good thing, right? That your teeth are going to be healthy and shiny and look good and feel good. And you won't have to go to the dentist. Right. And all these good things that come from brushing our teeth, not just the bad things. So, and even since then, like, it's been every few days and he'll talk to me about, you know, him trying to think of good things.
Yeah. I think he actually does think about good things, but he doesn't realize when he did.
Yeah.
So what you're trying to do is having him be intentional about thinking about good things and, like, saying it out loud so that he is more aware of it, right?
Yeah, but I just want him to look for good things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine to see bad things and notice bad things, but I just want him to be aware of the good thoughts that he has too, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's always good.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if this works or helps or... wasn't really that intentional. That conversation just kind of happened and unfolded mm-hmm. that way. But I'm seeing how he does with it. So
yeah, we're just trying to teach him to be mindful and be very demure and be cutesy.
Yeah. So this is pretty much everything that's happened like 2 weeks ago. But this last week, I had yet another work trip. So another one, I had one last month and now one this month for in September, and it was a shorter one, but it was another conference
mm-hmm.
in the industry that I work in. So I got to go to San Diego for a couple of days and have tons of meetings, basically 2 days full of meetings. But the fun part is in the evenings, we get to have events with some of my coworkers and a bunch of our customers. And so the first event was like a casino night.
Fun.
Yeah. So everybody got to come in and basically were given chips, and there were blackjack tables, craps tables, roulette, and poker tables. And so people kind of just went wherever they wanted and, you know, just gambled with the chips that they were given. So we weren't really like gambling with our own money or anything, but it was just fun. You know, it was like open bar, so people were enjoying themselves. I would just talking to people for the most part, but towards the end, I did sit down at a poker table and I probably played for like 5-10 minutes and then got back up and, you know, the people at that table were kind of done playing, so.
Oh, really? I thought you were just bluffing.
No. Yeah, so I didn't really play much, which is okay. I'm not like big on casino games, but it was fun, especially just like the socializing with people and stuff. And then the event for the second night that we were there, we got to go to a Padres game for the San Diego Padres. So it's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a suite and there was like 20 of us there just hanging out, talking and watching baseball. So that was fun also. And then I got to come back home. And so it was a shorter, just like a 2-day trip. And those were kind of the highlights.
Yeah. Good. So shall we jump into the gaming then?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Obviously, when the whole family was sick, I did not game as much. But I had to jump back into it after being cold turkey for the first couple weeks. And then I got to do some gaming with you. I think we played Fortnite on stream once, right?
Yes, we did.
And then I continued leveling my robot in Rolling Hills, Make Sushi, Make Friends, that game. So I think I'm now level 18. And I remember last time I spoke about this sushi game, I was saying like, oh, it's so annoying how like I have to press enter, you know, with all the conversations. But funny enough, I don't know if they're listening to this.
Yeah.
The next time I played it after like a week and they actually updated it, they said like just press C to just buy it without, you know, to make it a quick. So I was so happy that I could like buy the whole shop so fast without going through conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like a lot of extra quests. I'm now level 18. I think level 20 is the end game, I think, by the time you reach there. But who knows? Let's see. I'm close enough. So I know it's near the end. And there's a lot of extra quests. Like before I told you about like the spirits. Remember there was a shrine and there's the spirits that you do quests and they appear. And those spirits kind of like stay in town to help you with your sushi and give you like magic powers to stop time and stuff like that. But this time that shrine opens a portal. I know, so I can go to another world.
What game? Are we still on the sushi game? Yes, or did you switch to this is still Harry Potter or something?
No. Okay. This is still the sushi game. So it has a portal.
Stop time and portals. Okay.
I know. Sushi. Got it. And then robots. So it's everything. And then you can like gain experience in that portal. You do like little mini games and then you gain experience. And then there's also like I met someone called AI Anonymous, which okay. I know. And then he is the one who asked me to go look for a treasure. And in the end, I found that treasure. And that treasure was another mini robot. And that mini robot is now my helper who helps me clean and pick up the trash.
Okay.
And then I also made friends with a poet. I did this quest to make the town his home. And now he has a stage in the cafe to perform. So
he reads poetry in your restaurant?
Not my restaurant, at a cafe. Sushi restaurant, yeah.
Oh.
And I just recently met a clown. I don't know his purpose yet, but these are the new friends I've met so far. And now my only quest is to max out all the friendships with these people. And I think the storyline itself is cute, but it's a jumble of everything from robots to portals to clowns and poetry. So
okay, yeah, weird, kind of a odd storyline, but
yeah, but I love the sushi. And actually I had an idea about one of the sushi in there. It's like they make a birthday cake using rice and seaweed and fish, and I was like, oh,
I think we know what to get you for your birthday.
I know, sushi cake. Like a real...
I wonder if you'd actually get that. You probably someone probably makes it.
Yes, I think so. I could make it. Ooh! Anyways, I thought the storyline was cute, and I'll just probably play it till I'm level 20, and I'll call it done.
Okay, cool. Well, cool update. So you talked about us streaming Fortnite. To go back to that really quick.
Oh, yeah, yes.
We did play a little bit of Fortnite this week, and we are currently in, like, this season of, like, Marvel characters and weapons and stuff. Because you can get, like, a jetpack.
Where is that jetpack from? Which Marvel character has that?
I would assume it's, like, War Machines, I think. I don't know if it says so necessarily, but that's my assumption. Because you can also get War Machine's arsenal, which is, like, you know, machine guns and missiles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of cool and fun.
I like the one, the turret behind us. What is that?
Yeah, called? You can get, like, an auto turret, which I'm pretty sure that's also, like, a War Machine thing. Because he has, like, all these high-tech weapons and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, it'll just sit on your shoulder and automatically aim and shoot at people.
I know, I love that.
Yeah, because it does all the work for you. It's exactly. It's helpful. So, that's kind of cool. You can also get, like, Captain America's shield.
I don't know how to use that.
That's my favorite thing.
I know, you're a pro.
That's awesome. Like, you're literally just throwing the shield and it's hitting people and, like, bouncing back to you. You can also use it to, like, block bullets and stuff, too.
That's true.
Which is kind of hard to do that. It's just fun to, like, throw it at people and see it bounce off them and do damage and stuff.
Yeah.
That's fun. And it's pretty easy to hit with because, like, it's almost like it locks onto them a little bit.
Really? Like I think you just have good aim.
No, as long as, like, you somewhat aim it towards them, it hits them.
Okay.
And sometimes it'll bounce, like, from one enemy to the next they're near each other.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I saw that, but Will you believe if I tell you I've never hit an enemy with that shield? I tried. Right. It just, like, went far away. And
it does. It only goes, like, so far, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's only, like, close or mid-range with that.
Okay, maybe that's
otherwise
why.
It won't reach them. It'll just come back to you. So that's fun to use. That's probably my favorite of the, like, temporary season items that are out right now. There's also, like, some Doctor Doom items, which, like, I don't think we've ever gotten yet. I think it only... You can only find it in, like, certain parts of the map or something. So, but that seems cool. Haven't gotten it yet. I've died to it, but that's it. So that's kind of what it's like to play Fortnite right now. It's fun, but, you know, there's a lot of other games we're playing right now. And before I get into what else that I've been playing, Dylan is still playing Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Not while you're gone. So not
right.
This week.
Not for the last few days because I had the Switch. So he was playing other stuff. And I feel like he's getting better with Pokemon. Like, he got to the second world or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was doing some stuff in that, which is good because the second area, the enemies are a lot stronger, which is kind of what he is normally afraid of. And at the beginning, he would just, like, oh, I'm just going to stay in camp. And I'm like, well, like, you're not going to get any further in the game, like, if you don't go out and explore and... You know, do battle with other Pokemon and all this. And every time it was just like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to stay here in the camp and, like, jump on stuff and talk to people and look through the inventory and shop and stuff.
And
like,
study.
Not do anything other than that. And I'm like, no, just play the game. Like, go explore. It's fun. You'll be fine. Trust me. And, like, he would have such a hard time with that. And so I think he's getting...
Better.
Used to it because he would go out and then you know, Pokemon would, like, see him and start to come to him to, like, attack him, and he would, like, oh no, like, what do I do, like, mm-hmm. Or sometimes he'd pause it because he'd get, like, afraid. He'd like get not afraid but, like, anxious, right? And then he would just have the map open and I'm like, Dylan, what are you doing? Just unpause it. Unpause it and run away if you have to.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't want to unpause it. Would just, like, leave it paused.
Yeah.
Like, what can I do on this pause menu for fun while
funny.
I wait? Yeah. So he's getting better.
He's getting better. Yeah. He's coming out of his comfort zone. I guess that's what it teaches him. You know?
I think his Pokemon are, like, in the early to mid level 20s-ish for people who know Pokemon games. So he's getting there. So for me, I was playing more League of Legends the last couple of weeks. Not a ton. Just kind of same old. Just keeping that going. Playing that with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But then I have also been playing Marvel Snap while I was... Not a whole lot while I was traveling because I was so busy those couple of days. But for the most part, just getting missions done. League started again, which means... I actually still need to check what the rewards are, but most likely I'm just going to play it normally, and whatever rank I get, I'm going to get rewards from it, but I'm not going to try to get
top three
again. Yeah, that's it's too much.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to give the emote out for free. That's what happened the first time. I've pretty much just been playing, like, I think it's Arashem is how you say it. Like, my deck with that card, which essentially, like, puts a whole bunch of random cards in your deck, which makes it fun, because, like, every battle is different, because you don't know what cards you're going to have.
Uh-huh.
But I have also been playing, and this is a new one, I've been playing Elden Ring, like, before I went on my trip. I played that for a couple of days. And I did that because I hadn't played the DLC, Shadow of the Erdtree, yet. Okay. And I haven't really done any of, like, the new expansion content. It was pretty much just doing a few things that I didn't do out of the original game yet. I still haven't beaten Melania,
okay,
which is a super hard boss.
Yeah.
So I'm probably kind of preparing to do that at some point soon, either before or after starting on the DLC. I don't know.
I'll bake you brownies if you beat her.
Okay, that's a deal. I'll do it. So that's upcoming, playing some more Elden Ring. And since I was on a work trip recently and I had the Switch, which is what I always take on my trips, I was able to play some more Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope, which I talked about that a few weeks ago. I played it a lot on my last trip, but I hadn't really played it since. And I progressed a little bit more. I didn't get to play it nearly as much as last trip because I just didn't have as much time.
Yeah.
And I finished like one of the worlds, which was like all about like flowers, and I forget the name of the planet, but yeah, it's all about like you go inside a tree, I think, and have to like fight your way up to the top or something. And yeah, it didn't unlock any new characters like I talked about last time. Or anything, but just getting a little bit further. The game, one thing that's kind of cool about it is that it tells you, like, what percentage complete you are. I'm, like, 50-something percent.
Yeah, that's so good.
Apparently I'm over halfway, according to the game. But other than that, not really anything new. But I feel like it's a lot the last 2 weeks from me. But what about you? Do you have anything else to add to the list?
So, when I was sick, or when everyone else was sick, and I didn't feel like going online to game, I played my mobile game, Puzzles and Survival, Resident Evil Edition. Mm-hmm. And I am now Commander level 59. Woohoo! Yay. It takes forever to get there, so.
Yeah.
Just wanted to mention it.
Did that do anything for you? Does that unlock anything special?
No, still grinding at it.
Okay, that's fair. So just
bragging rights.
Yeah, that's worth it all by itself. That's why I try to win the leagues in Marvel Snap.
Uh-huh.
Let's get into new game releases this last 2 weeks, actually. So I have 2 weeks worth on here, so there's a lot. Let's get into it. We have Emio, The Smiling Man, Famicom Detective Club on the Switch, Gundam Breaker 4 on PC, PS4, PS5, and Switch, Shadow of the Ninja Reborn on PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X. Visions of Mana on PC, PS4, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket on Android and iOS. Star Wars Outlaws on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Harry Potter Quidditch Champions on all consoles and PC. The Casting of Frank Stone on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Prison Architect 2 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Age of Mythology Retold on PC and Xbox Series X. What the Car? On PC. Ace Attorney Investigations Collection on PC, PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. Astrobot on PS5, NBA 2K25 on all consoles and PC, Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, The Elder Scrolls Castles on Android and iOS, and Yars Rising on all consoles and PC. A lot of games.
I know, that's a lot.
Yeah, so a Harry Potter Quidditch game came out.
I still have Hogwarts Legacy on my back burner, so...
Which, yeah. That game didn't have Quidditch, right? Or, like, it didn't.
I think it did. Did it not?
I thought it didn't, and, like, that's what people were missing from it. And so now I feel like maybe this game is what didn't make it into that one. I don't know. So
I don't know.
I feel like, Quidditch would be cool if it was made well. I don't know if this one is. I haven't heard anything about it, but it's kind of cool.
Anything else there catch your eye?
No, not too much.
Okay. I know. So shall we go to the Game Pass then?
Yeah, sure.
All right. New on Game Pass this past couple of weeks is Call of Duty Black Ops 6, the beta on console and PC. Star Trekker on console, PC, and cloud. Age of Mythology Retold on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud. And Expeditions, a Mud Runner game on console, PC, and cloud.
Okay, cool. So Age of Mythology Retold is a day one release on Game Pass.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 6 beta, which I feel like betas don't drop that often on Game Pass. I guess there are. They do have like the still in development kind of games. But that's obviously a big one, being that it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And I did look up Star Trekker. It seemed kind of cool, because I'm always kind of interested in, like, those trucking games.
Oh, so it's, you know, a trucking game, not a, yeah, star?
But it's, like, in space.
Oh.
Imagine, like, I don't know, a few hundred years from now, when we're all living on Mars and traveling between different planets, and we need truckers to deliver things from one planet to the next.
To DoorDash?
Yeah. So... Which seems like kind of cheating. Like, it's a lot easier to drive a truck through space than it would be on, you know, on the roads here on Earth. But anyway, it's kind of a cool idea for a game. I don't know if it's going to be good, but yeah, we'll see.
Cool, cool.
But that's it for new Game Pass games this week. Shall we run through where people can find us?
Yes. You can find us on our YouTube channel at Game of Parents Podcast. That's where you'll get audio versions of this podcast. You can also find us on X
at x.com/gamerparentspod or over on Instagram at
gamer_parents_podcast
or even over on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod where we stream most Tuesdays at 8:30
yes. p.m.
Central Standard Time now, no longer 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're not sick or traveling.
Yep. But the best place to find us is on our Discord server, and the link to that could be found in our episode description.
Yes, Discord is where we talk about life and games all throughout the week, so the conversation never has to end.
True, true. We would love to hear from you and catch up with you there. Be sure to leave a like, a comment, a follow, a subscribe, wherever it is, we would highly appreciate that. But this is it for episode 105.
All right, episode 105 for all of you English speakers is in the books. We'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.